The flow is you get a prospect. Now, I'm going to add an element to the prospect that makes it better. You can't do this 100% of the time. But if you add this element to the prospect, it makes it work better. The element is, do you have a relationship with this prospect? Do you know this prospect? Do you know if they're married or single? Do you know how long they've been married? Do you know where they went to school? Where they grew up? Are their parents still alive? Do they have brothers and sisters? Do you know what their favorite car is? Do you know what their favorite food is? Do you know what sports they like to watch? Do they have kids? What sports do their kids like? What activities and hobbies do their kids like? What do their kids want to be when they grow up if they're young? Do you know what the prospect's occupation is and what they do for work? Do you know how long they've worked in that occupation? Do you know what they like best about that occupation? Do you know what they like least about that occupation? Do you know what that prospect's dream is? You have to define your dream, and you have to get a burning desire for its achievement. But if you want to build this business, you got to know what the dreams are of the people in your group and your prospects. Because once you start building the business, the intention shifts from you to them. Once you start engaging in the activity, once you start dealing with people, once you start dealing with a prospect, people in your downline, once you start dealing with those people, it's no longer about you, it's all about them. Do you know their dreams? Do you know anything about this person? Do you have any kind of relationship with them? Have you had a meal with them? Have you been to their home? Do you know where they live? Have they been to your home? Have you met their family? What kind of relationship do you have? I'll give you an example of this. I had a guy come to my house. Some of you know I buy a lot of cars from time to time, and one of the cars I bought was a new Bentley. And one of the things you get when you buy that Bentley is they give you a free custom-made suit. So some guy will come to your house and measure you up, and you pick out the fabrics, and you get a custom-made suit, which is fine. The reason they do this is a promotion, and the guy who comes there tries to sell you other stuff as well. So I say, fine, I'm curious to see what this fellow is like and what type of salesman he is and so forth, and I'll take the free custom-made suit, and heck, I'll probably buy a few other things as well since he's there, which is good for him, it's good for me, it's good for the economy, no problem, it's all good. So he comes over, and he's a sharp guy, real sharp guy. So he comes over the house, and we're there visiting, and he's, you know, selling me his clothes, and I buy some shirts and some different things. And I start asking him questions. Where is he from originally? Does he have brothers, sisters? I start getting to know him as a person. I don't jump all over him saying, oh, I got a prospect. I can tell him about the Global Information Network. No. The first thing I want to do is get to know this guy. This is a missing ingredient. I want to get to know this guy first before I even think about giving him a Success Secrets CD. And we're there a couple hours, and I get to know him. And we develop an affinity for one another. And I ask him some questions. I said, by the way, have you ever read any positive thinking books or sales training books? You're obviously a good salesman and like that type of business. Yeah, he says. I've read a bunch of sales books. And we start talking about the ones he read. And then he says, is there any that you recommend? And I says, actually, one of my favorite books of all time is How I Raise Myself from Failure to Success Through Selling by Frank Bedker, which is right here. And he says, oh, really? Let me write that down. So he gets his pad. I says, you know something? I may have an extra copy. Come over to my library. So we walk around the house, and I find I have two of them. So I have one extra. And I said, here, why don't you just take my, I have an extra copy. He says, man, thanks. I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you read it and, you know, let me know what you think about it. He says, okay, great. I says, oh, by the way, if I gave you a CD about success, would you be interested in listening to it? He says, sure. Okay. here. And I hand him that CD. I said, why don't you listen to this? And if you have any interest, give me a buzz. Okay, great.